Frank Zappa.
Joni Mitchell.
Neil Diamond.
Somewhere in the greater Los Angeles area.
The Mamas and the Papas.
The Buffalo Springfield.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Just around the corner from the 24-Hour Fitness.
The Guard.
Captain Beefheart.
From the Birds.
There are two men on the third floor of an undescript apartment building with a very old mixing board. On the balcony.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know, I never noticed the pew pew at the end before.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I never noticed that before.
Oh, you got one of my many sound effects.
I've only heard that 1,000 times and still finding something new.
Yeah, I like to throw in little things like that.
Maybe you should make some new ones.
I should. It's going to be changing. So.
Yeah, I've only asked you that for like 6 years.
Well, we'll do it soon.
All right.
Hello, my name is Scott.
I'm Anthony. We're Balcony Radio.
You're
thank
welcome.
You for joining
thank
us.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes.
So good to have you along once again.
And it is good to be here again.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, are we going to get into it and tell the people what happened?
Oh, yeah. Okay, sure.
Yeah,
we'll
go for it. Yeah. I'm going to sit back while you explain what happened.
I made a boo-boo. I forgot to save a file, ladies and gentlemen. We had recorded this show. This is Blue Highway, episode number 15.
That's right. Our tribute to country music, Americana, all that
70s
stuff, yeah.
Icon and all that.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyway, we had previously recorded this show a couple of weeks ago, and I was in the process of editing it and moving things around, and I opened a file.
I was here when it happened.
And then I forgot to save the file, ladies and gentlemen, and, well, it disappeared into digital everness.
I saw Scott have a stroke.
No, you didn't see me actually lose the...
I was here when you were doing fiddling around, and you were like, ah.
Oh, that's right.
I was
that's
here.
Right,
yeah,
you were
I
here.
Saw you.
So
it was not... pretty.
It's not a pretty sight.
No.
It's not pretty when the engineer loses his masterpieces to his stupidity. Oh, my God.
You mean when the engineer just straight up loses the train?
Just loses the train completely. Yeah. So we have to do it again. So
yeah. Oh, no, you're making me listen to Charlie Pride again.
Oh, you love
oh,
it.
No.
We both love it.
Yeah, but it's a real bummer that we have to do it again. Yeah. But it's also an excuse to once again listen to some good country music.
It's 70s and country icons again, once again. Here,
that's right.
So. This is cool.
So what we're doing is we're taking all the biggest hits from 1970 to 1979, obviously.
Yes.
And we're playing a lot of people that we haven't really gotten around to in the show, which is really groovy. And we're also starting out with one of the coolest people in country music. So glad that we're starting here with Charlie Pride. Are we going to get into his bio really quick?
Let's do it.
I was just reading his Wikipedia page again because it's so interesting.
Yes, yes.
So Charlie was a baseball player, taught himself to play guitar at 14. First, keep that in mind, in the back of your mind the whole time.
Okay.
Was a baseball player in the 50s, early 50s, and played in the Negro Leagues for a long time and was really good.
Mm-hmm.
And had a few tryouts for the major leagues, but blew out his arm on, how many can we count? Two separate occasions?
Two separate occasions, yes.
Basically.
The exact same injury, I think.
Yeah, it's basically the equivalent now of needing Tommy John surgery. Like at one point he sat out for more than a year.
Oh, it makes me squirm just to think about
it. Yeah, so like the Wikipedia page has, quote, he lost the mustard on his fastball is what it says. And
yes.
that happens when your elbow is shot. So,
right.
So
right.
He most likely did some pretty good damage to his arm, at least on two separate occasions, about 6 or 7 years apart, too, which is the other thing, is he had a real gap between blowing out his arm. And usually when people do that and have the surgery more than once, there's not that, like, span of time.
Oh, okay. All right. So.
But this is before the surgery,
right.
The Tommy John surgery. He was just letting it heal and then going back out there.
Oh,
so.
God. I just imagine the pop. Then.
I just can't. So he was good enough to get some tryouts for the Angels and the Mets when they were expansion teams, but didn't catch on. And then wound up playing semi-pro ball for a long time until the early 60s. And then it said that the team manager for his team in Helena, remember what?
The
Helena Smelters.
The Smelterites.
The Smelterites. He played for the Helena Smelterites in Helena, Montana.
Right on, man.
And the team manager.
Smelterites burn.
The team manager caught him singing once and was like, oh my God, you're amazing. Sing before games. And it said that Charlie put on a 15-minute like performance before games. I don't know if he sang the national anthem too. You would assume that he probably did.
Probably did. I would think so.
But he would come out and do like two or three numbers before the game and then they'd play.
That is very cool.
And it said
that's
cool. Attendance went way up because he happens to be a really, really good singer too, and he can play guitar. So and to top it off, if you're not familiar, Charlie Pride, also a handsome guy too, on top of
that.
That's
right. Exactly.
And it's like he's got everything going for him, and then he's like, all right, I'm gonna sing you a few songs and then I'm gonna come out and pitch seven innings. Is that cool? And I'm just like, all right, sure. So he winds up just going into music, and then as we learned on the internets here, had 30
top 10 hits.
Country songs in over 20 years, which is wow. Just insane.
That's amazing.
So we're going to play his biggest hit, and it's Kiss an Angel Good Morning. Let me read something really quick about it here.
All right, sure.
So from the Wikipedia, in 1971, 70s, country music.
Yes, yes.
Pride released what would become his biggest hit, Kiss an Angel Good Morning, a million-selling crossover single that helped him land the Country Music Association's prestigious Entertainer of the Year Award, as well as Top Male Vocalist. So there's a black guy singing country music, 1971, and on top of country music. He won CMA's Top Male Vocalist Award again in 1972. This song became Pride's signature tune, 5 weeks at the number one in 1971 and 72, and was his only pop top 40 hit, hitting number 21 in the adult contemporary charts. In the early 70s, country music did not cross over. Like, no.
Not a lot.
The only crossover was country being mainstream, like Johnny Cash had a TV show. Like, that kind of thing. Bobby Gentry had
Roger
a TV
Miller
show. Roger Miller. Like, well, that was he had the hits before he went country. That's a different thing. King of the Road isn't a country song. That's a pop song.
Okay.
That's a traditional pop song.
There you go.
But, like, country didn't cross over into the pop charts at all in the early 70s. It just didn't happen. And so for him to do that, like, that's another, like, wow, dude.
All right. He moved on. He did
impressive.
It.
Very impressive.
Very
dude.
Impressive. That's very cool.
So here's Charlie Pride, Country Music Hall of Famer, and you can't hit his shit. You just can't. He's going to strike you out.
Kiss an Angel Good Morning.
Whenever I chance to meet some old friends on the street, they wonder how does a man get to be this way. I've always got a smiling face, anytime and any place. And every time they ask me why, I just smile and say, you've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. Well, people may try to guess the secret of a happiness, but some of them never learn it's a simple thing. The secret I'm speaking of is a woman and a man in love, and the answer is in this song that I always sing. You've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. Kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home.
In a pawn shop Chicago, on a sunny summer day, a couple gazes at the wedding rings, their own display.
She smiles and nods her head as he says, honey, that's for you. It's not much, but it's the best that I can do.
Golden ring,
golden ring,
with one tiny little stone.
Home by itself,
it's just a cold metallic thing, only
nasty thoughts run through her head as he whispers low, with this ring I've wed.
Golden ring,
golden ring,
with one tiny little stone.
Shining ring,
shining ring,
now at last it's found a home by itself,
by itself.
It's just a cold metallic thing. Only love can make a golden wedding ring.
In a small two-room apartment, as they fight the
she says, one thing's for certain, I don't love you anymore, and throws down the ring as she walks out the door.
Golden ring,
golden ring,
with one tiny little stone
cast aside,
cast aside,
like the love that's dead and gone
by itself,
by itself.
It's just a cold metallic thing. Only love can a golden wedding ring.
In a pawn shop in Chicago, on a sunny summer day, a couple gazes at the wedding rings there on display.
Golden.
Just now struck ten. Darling, I had to call you to our favorite place again.
We know it's wrong for us to meet, but the fire's gone out at home, and there's nothing cold.
When I'm about to make it work. bar stool, she took off her ring. I thought I'd get closer, so I walked on over. I sat down and asked her her name. When the drinks finally hit her, she said, I'm no quitter, but I finally quit living on dreams. I'm hungry for laughter, and here ever after, I'm after whatever the other life brings. In the mirror I saw him, and I closely watched him. I thought how he looked out of place. Came to the woman who sat there beside me. He had a strange look on his face. The big hands were calloused. He looked like a mountain. For a minute I thought I was dead. But he started shaking. His big heart was breaking. He turned to the woman and said, you picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille, with four hungry children and a crop in the field. I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times, but this time you're hurting won't heal. You picked a fine time to leave me. Whiskey. I thought how she'd made him look small. From the lights of the bar room to a rented hotel room, we walked without talking at all. She was a beauty, but when she came to me, she must have thought I'd lost my mind. I couldn't hold her, that he told her kept coming back time after time. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucy, with four hungry children and a crop in the field. I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times, but this time you're hurting won't heal. You picked a fine time. Picked a fine time to leave me, Lucy. Four hungry children and a crop in the field. I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times.
Everybody.
This time you hurt me on here. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucy.
Okay, there you go. That's right. Mr. Kenny Rogers from his 1977 record of the same name.
Mm-hmm.
Lucille. Kenny Rogers, that
is. The Gambler.
This is from
The Chicken Roaster.
The Kenny Rogers record. Yeah, yes, sorry. The Roaster, Mr. That guy. Lucille. Big.
See what condition my condition is in.
There you go. Wow. That's like, wow.
That's right. We talked about that in the ghost episode of the show.
That's right. The Daily Department.
Yeah. How Kenny has such an amazing voice that he, 10 years before this, is in the hippiest band of all.
Yeah. Like, folk psych.
They literally look like a bunch of guys that grew up under a mushroom. And they sang the psychiest songs, I forgot the name of the band. What are they called again?
First Edition.
First Edition, that's right. First Edition with Kenny Rogers is super good. And then he comes back 10 years later with a beard and singing about country stuff, and he's wonderful.
It works, all right.
He becomes a mega star and well-deserved, because he's great.
And a renaissance man, because he's an entrepreneur as well.
He's a great actor as well. That's a fine businessman. I've not had his chicken, but I've heard it's good.
Yes, I have. I've heard that as well.
And one day I will rectify that situation. And I will eat a roaster.
I don't even know if there's one.
I don't think we have them in our state.
Well, there were a couple, but I don't think
I've seen them in Las Vegas before, and I've seen one in Arizona, driving through, but I've never seen one here.
All right. Wow. Okay. So there you go.
I don't think it's a West Coast thing.
It used to be. Maybe. There were several of them all over the place.
It never made it to my palate.
Really?
Nope.
No, me either. But they were out there. There was one down the street from us. So.
No way.
Yeah. A little to the west.
So what did we play in the first set there, Mr. Engineer?
Well, we started with Mr. Charlie Pride from his record Sings Heart Songs. Charlie Pride Sings Heart Songs. And Kiss an Angel Good Morning. Great song. Great. We told you all about Mr. Pride and his history. Check that out. It's truly amazing. Then George Jones and Tammy Wynette right after that, teaming up to bring you a song that just tugs at your heartstrings, Golden Ring, a sad, sad song, but another big hit for that team, for that duet. And they had lots of them, man, lots of hits with George Jones and Tammy Wynette. And then speaking of duets, we had Loretta Lynn and Conway Twitty right after that, one of their greatest hits, After the Fire is Gone, a single from them from the 70s, from 1972. Three, if I'm not mistaken.
Sounds about right.
And then Dolly Parton with one of her big hits, And Here You Come Again. We've heard that. I was from about 77 as well. And then Kenny Rogers finished it up with Lucille. In fact, you would probably hear Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton more or less in the same set on Top 40 Radio at about that time with both of those songs. If not, you would hear them within the same 30-minute sweep. I guarantee it. No doubt about it. So there you go. That's the opening set here on Blue Highway, and we're going to move along here. We've got a lot of really... The 70s had some, I would think, was pretty tasty as far as
it was
as
a really good
music.
Era.
Lots of crossover country hits, and it was... you had Dolly Parton crossing over, not just doing song country music as well. You know, she did the 9 to 5 and a few other things that weren't exactly country related.
Yeah, I would say that the country had really blossomed in the 70s because that's when all the genres really come out. Because in the 60s, country music was just country music. You were going to get Hank Williams and early George Jones with a flat top and...
Pretty much.
Yeah, and then Flattin' Scruggs and Johnny Cash. And then like around 1970, really the hippie influence comes through. Because then you get Willie Nelson and you get Outlaw Country. And then you get this Americana kind of nitty-gritty dirt band where they go like grow their hair long but still play music from 50 years ago.
Right.
And then you get like a rock and roll influence, like when we play Eddie Rabbit, who's that's a bar band.
Absolutely, yeah. That's a honky-tonk band.
Yeah, that music works in any bar. Like,
that's right. That's exactly right.
But like really, country has a 60s in the 70s if you think about it. Like,
that's a very good way to put it. That was their psych era, sort of head expanding era.
Yeah, it went off into a lot of different avenues and it became better for it. And
it experimented quite a bit. It was a lot of experimentation.
Yeah,
Nashville,
that's true.
They're kind of like
they found drugs.
Giving the finger to Nashville,
yeah,
they found drugs.
Yeah, they found drugs. Yeah.
That's true.
So
there was a lot of changes that happened in that time.
So anyway, we're going to play next. This is a great song.
This is amazing.
And this is a dude who had a bunch of hits too, Ronnie Millsap. Always wore sunglasses indoors because he's cool. blind.
All right.
This is just a great tune. This is Daydreams About Night Things.
Make my daydream. kind of man who doesn't believe in strings. Long-term obligations are just unnecessary things. But girl, you've got me thinking while I'm drinking one more beer. If I'm headed for a heartache, then why the hell am I still here? I'm testing my resistance, and it's wearing mighty thin. I've got the feeling I should leave before the roof caves in. My mind tells me to move along, but my body begs me to stay. And now I feel the need to hold you close and love the night away. While you're turning me every which way but loose, you turn me every which way but loose. Inside the fire's burning me, in my mind you just keep turning me every which way but loose. Baby, there's no excuse to turn me every which way but loose. When the sun comes up in the morning, it should find me someplace new. But right this minute, all I want is to lay here next to you. Those memories still keep calling me from somewhere in my past. Better hurry if they want me, 'cause I can feel me fading fast. While you're turning me every which way but loose, you turn me every which way but loose. Inside the fire's burning me, in my mind you just keep turning me every which way but loose. Baby, there's no excuse to turn.
There's a reason for the sunshine sky, and there's a reason why I'm feeling so high. Must be season when that love light shines all around us. So let that feeling grab you deep inside and send you reeling where your love can't hide. And then go stealing through the moonlit nights with your lover. Just let your love go.
Let your love fly high like a bird on the wing, and let think we've got some action coming up now. We'll leave Bob Waller for the moment and go to the stage and listen to Iggy and the Stooges.
Van Morrison.
Hank Williams.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
It's Judy Sill.
The name of the group, Led
Zeppelin. Liz Phair.
Black Keys.
You're listening to The Balcony.
Oh, man, you're using radio voice? I didn't use radio voice.
You're on The Balcony.
This is Balcony Radio.
A helping hand to save a drowning man. Could you refuse a hungry child a crust of bread? And if you were a millionaire, would you have a dime to spare for a beggar? Or would you turn away instead?
Have a heart.
This man is drowning.
A semi with a high and canvas covered load. Well, if you're going to Winnemucca, then with me you can ride. And so I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, listen, bud, I've traveled every road in this here land.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Travel I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
Okay, where you been, man?
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Nevada, Alabama, Bangor, Salvador, Amador, Amarillo, Stoughton, Killer, Amadillo, Amarillo, Amarillo.
I've been everywhere.
Starkville, Mississippi.
Oh, yeah, I believe I spent a week there one night for picking flowers or something.
Or something.
I've been to Boston, Charleston, Dayton, Louisiana, Washington, Houston, Kingston, Texarkana, Monterey, Faraday, Santa Fe, Tullamore, Glen Rock, Bad Rock, Little Rock, Oskaloosa, Tennessee, Tennessee, Chicopee, Spirit Lake, Devil Creek, Great Lake, Beach Lake. I've been everywhere, man. We haven't been. We've been everywhere.
Hey, Lynn Anderson. Hey, Lynn Anderson. Okay. Beautiful job.
She was called a scarlet woman by the people. Who would go to church but left me in the streets? With no parents of my own, I never had a home. And an 18-year-old boy has got to eat. She found me outside one Sunday morning, begging money from a man I didn't know. She took me in and wiped away my childhood. A woman of the streets, this lady Rose. This bed of roses that I lay on, where I was taught to be a man. This bed of roses where I'm living is the only kind of life I understand. She was a handsome woman, just 35, who was spoken to in town by very few. She managed a late evening business like most of the town wished they could do. And I learned all the things that a man should know from a woman not approved of, I suppose. But she died knowing that I really loved her. Off life's bramble bush, I picked a rose. This bed of roses that I lay on, where I was taught to be a man. This bed of roses where I'm living is the only kind of life I understand. This bed of roses that I lay on, where I was taught.
There you go, the Statler Brothers and a beautiful song, Bed of Roses. Oh, those harmonies are just amazing.
They're really great. Love Statler Brothers.
Yes, we were talking off the air about great commercials, great music commercials, and they were one that had the dial 1-800 blah 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 and get the Statler Brothers, send your money, two records set.
Send your money to Terre Haute, Indiana. You get two records or three cassettes.
Terre Haute, there you go.
They'll have 4 to 6 weeks
two
of
records,
delivery.
Three cassettes or two 8-track.
No
tapes.
COD, please.
And then it was two CDs there for a while.
That's right. I am old enough to remember of records and cassettes, and then it was cassettes or CDs.
That's right.
And then they stopped doing that.
Then they stopped making the ads altogether.
Yeah.
Oh, well. The Statler Brothers are still there, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to go explore their music.
They're really, really good. It's some solid country music. So anyway, let's read it off. We started with Ronnie Millsap doing Daydreams About Night Things from his 1978 record, Night Things.
Something like that.
And then Eddie Rabbit doing the title track to the Clint Eastwood classic orangutan co-starring film Every Which Way But Loose.
Oh yeah, that was great.
And I love that song.
Oh,
it's
just,
it's silly that the main theme is a ballad in a movie about a guy and a monkey in a car.
Well, that's what you would expect. You know, I don't think, you know, when they're going off into the sunset.
I want a rock song.
Yeah, no, they're going off into the country sunset on that last
just
shot.
Two cowboys going off into the west.
Pretty much. That's it. One, they don't sing.
One
they,
happens to be.
They don't rock out in the sunset, man.
One has orange fur and the other is an orangutan.
There you go. There you have. Having fun.
There you go. And then the Bellamy Brothers did Let Your Love Flow. Jesus Christ, that was a huge hit from their self-titled record, the Bellamy Brothers.
Wow, man.
That was a major hit for them.
Let me see when that... I'm going to tell you exactly when. Which one? 1976.
Ronnie Millsap?
For the Bellamy Brothers.
For the Bellamy Brothers, yeah. That, I believe that was the CMA Song of the Year that year.
Yeah.
And then Charlie Rich did Have a Heart from his record Boss Man. Love that title.
There's your ballad. There's another ballad there for you. That's a good one.
And then
that was a gospel tinged ballad there.
Yeah, it's still a good tune though.
Yes, absolutely.
I will not hold the gospel against it.
All right.
And then we played Johnny Cash and Lynn Anderson from Johnny's TV show, 1970, I believe.
We'll put there.
I think it's 1970, 71. Either 70 or 71. That's correct. And that's their take on "I've Been Everywhere." Singing along, I got about six or seven towns deep before I stumbled.
No.
Scott didn't even try.
Lynn dominated.
I've been to Reno.
Lynn Anderson dominated that one.
I know. I do like hearing a woman sing it, which I don't think I've ever heard before, because it's usually a guy song, and that's usually a Johnny Cash song.
Yes, it is.
But
I've heard
other versions of it, but I've never heard a woman sing it before, and it is great.
Very cool.
We finished there with the Statler Brothers doing Bed of Roses, the title track from their record, Bed of Roses.
Oh.
And here's Scott with plugs.
Plug I shall, ladies and gentlemen. Number one. Yes, he can sing in the background over there. And right away, do some writing there. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the first thing I want to tell you about is our email address, which is balconyradio@gmail.com. You can send stuff there and we will respond to it, balconyradio@gmail.com. You can also check us out at Instagram at balconyradio, and we do a lot of things on Instagram as well. We post our album of the day and things that are related to music there on Instagram. The handle is at Balcony Radio. Pardon me. And so check those out. And we also are on the Facebooks.
Don't type in the coughing part.
It's not, we don't know how to spell that. So we're also on Facebook. It's facebook.com/BalconyRadioFM. And then you can get all our usual posts there on Facebook as well. So there you go. In our social media awareness campaign, we're becoming more aware of our social media-ness. So there you go. And check us out. So, and our website, which is balconyradio.com, where we have all of our old shows and lists of shows. And our stream is going on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week right there. And Monday through Saturday, we play just about everything that we have in our collection. I say just about because we save stuff for Sunday, and that's jazz. So we have almost, with the jazz included, we have almost 60,000 tracks altogether. It goes about 57,000 or so tracks for all of the other genres, and then about 3,000 or so for the jazz. So we keep you entertained for 24 hours on every Sunday with the jazz in our stream. So you check those out. And like I said, all of our old shows are posted there, nesting comfortably. We have about 24 shows. We do have 24 shows that you can check out, including the 101 series and past episodes of Blue Highway, 14 of them, as a matter of fact. And all of our other episodes are sitting there as well for your listening and downloading pleasures. So you can also check out we have an RSS feed that you can download. And Anthony knows what the Feedburner site is.
Oh, yes.
You can
rock
and rattle it off for you right now.
If you go to your internets and type in feeds.feedburner.com/balconyradiofm, feeds.feedburner.com/balconyradiofm, you'll find all the shows right there, easily downloadable for your podcast catcher of choice.
There you go. All right, so check those out. And that's everything, I believe. Everything is on the website there at balconyradio.com. A lot of things to check out. You can read a nice list of a description of the shows. Each one, each link leads to a different archive episode, the archived episodes for each program. So that's at balconyradio.com, man. And that's everything that's happening in our Plugsville. So let's get back to Musicsville here. So we're going to take this job and shove it. Mr. Johnny Paycheck is going to step right up and tell you what it's all about.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left, took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it.
working in this factory for now 15 years. All this time I watched my woman drowning in a pool of tears. And I've seen a lot of good folk die, had a lot of bills to pay. I'd give the shirt right off of my back if I had the guts to say, take this job and shove it, I ain't working here no more. My woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it, I ain't working here no more. Well, that foreman, he's a regular dog. The line boss, he's a fool. Got a brand new flat top haircut, Lord thinks he's cool. One of these days I'm gonna blow my top, and that sucker, he's gonna pay. Lord, I can't wait to see their faces when I get the nerve to say, take this job and shove it, I ain't working here no more. A woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it, I ain't working here no more. Take this job and shove it.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Make them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. They'll never stay home and they're always alone, even with someone they love. Cowboys ain't easy to love, and they're harder to hold, and they'd rather give you a song than diamonds and gold. Lone Star belt buckles and old faded Levi's, and each night begins a new day. And if you don't understand him, and he don't die young, he'll probably just ride away. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive the old trucks. Make them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mama, they'll never stay home, and they're always alone, even with someone they love. Cowboys like smoky old pool rooms and clear mountain mornings, little warm puppies and children and girls of the night. And them that don't know him won't like, them that do sometimes won't know how to take him. He ain't wrong, he's just different, but his pride won't let him do things to make you think he's right. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Make them and lawyers and such. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. They'll never stay home, and they're always alone, even
This is The Balcony.
The Velvet Underground.
I'm talking about none other than Bootsy Collins.
In...
of Earth, Wind, and Fire.
The Yardbirds.
Chuck Berry.
Paul Quinn.
Your...
Ike and Tina Review.
Big Brother and the Holding Company with Janis Joplin.
We apologize. Here they are. The Replacement.
Ear Hole. Z. Plural.
I've been walking these streets so long, singing the same old song. I know every crack in these dirty sidewalks of Broadway, where hustle's the name of the game, and nice guys get washed away like the snow and the rain. There's been a
all that I could do to keep from crying. Sometimes it seems so useless to remain, but you don't have to call me darling, darling. You never call me Waylon Jennings, and you don't have to call me Charlie Price, and you don't have to call me Merle Haggard anymore. Even though you're on my Well, I've heard my name a few times in your phone book.
Hello, hello.
And I've seen it on signs where I play. But the only time I know I'll hear David Allen call is when Jesus has his final judgment day. So I'll hang around as long as you will let me. And I never of mine named Steve Goodman wrote that song, and he told me it was the perfect country and western song. I wrote him back a letter and I told him it was not the perfect country and western song because he hadn't said anything at all about mama or trains or trucks or prison or getting drunk. Well, he sat down and wrote another verse to the song and he sent it to me, and after reading it, I realized that my friend had written the perfect country and western song, and I felt obliged to include it on this album. The last verse goes like this here. Well, I was drunk the day my mom got out of prison, and I went to pick her up in the rain. Before I could get to the station in the pickup truck, she got run over by a damned old train. And I'll hang around as long as you will let me.
I get cold and hot, think I'm on fire, but I'm not. Oh, what a pain I've got. It must be love. There's nothing I can do. All that I want is you. Look what I'm going through. It must be love. It must be love. Must be love. It
must be love, love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow, fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling, it must be love.
There it is, the Mr. Cool of Nashville, Mr. Don Williams, who's smooth and cool and has a different type of voice than what you would normally hear.
And had a big-ass pop hit with that song.
Oh, yeah. It Must Be Love.
It must be love.
From his record Expressions. So very cool, man. That was a very nice set of tunes.
Wasn't it, though?
With some really heavy-duty hitters from the 1970s in there, starting with Mr. Johnny Paycheck, with an anthem that everybody, I'm sure...
It still resonates to this day.
Kind of resonates all the way through in a lot of different ways. That Take This Job and Shove It. And I think that was in a movie. I think that was... got featured in a couple of movies, I think. It might have been in 9 to 5, as a matter of fact.
I don't remember. Was it in Norma Rae?
Might have been Norma Rae, I don't know. But and at any rate, that was a huge hit for him. And it's very odd when a man breaks up with his girlfriend and then decides to get his job.
Sure.
Yeah. I was doing it for you. I don't need it anymore. Anyway. Willie Nelson right after that with his great, great classic, Mamas Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys, which you have seen him perform
on two
occasions.
Yes.
That's cool.
Willie Live is a must-see. It still is. It's a sloppy show. I'm going to let you know that now.
Loose.
It's a very loose show. But it's still a good show.
Okay.
Willie's a must. If you didn't get to see Johnny Cash before he passed away, really make it a point to see Willie, because you got to see one of those kind of guys.
The ultimate bucket list.
Yeah. Okay. The Highwaymen.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
They're
on.
Dropping.
Oh, yes, they are. And then we had a classic, of course, from Glen Campbell, Rhinestone Cowboy. We're really kind of hitting the top 40 crossover here for country music, for all of country music, it seems. But yeah, that's a great song. Again, it kind of echoes the 70s, you know, the Electric Cowboy and all of that stuff.
And cocaine.
And lots of cocaine.
Yeah.
But there you go, Rhinestone Cowboy, which is a great record, by the way. It's got a lot of really
it's a wonderful record.
Great songs on it.
It's a Glen Campbell album. They're all good.
Yes. And then David Allan Coe, who just stepped in from his NASCAR attitude here with You Never Even Call Me By My Name from his record Once Upon a Rhyme. That sounds like a hip-hop record, actually.
It does. It does. And it's got some of the same language you'd find on the hip-hop record.
Oh, my goodness. Well, move along here. And we finished up with Don Williams from his record Expressions and It Must Be Love.
It Must Be Love.
So that's cool stuff. All right. And this is really great here in the 70s. We haven't done the 70s yet in country.
That's why we're doing it tonight.
Decades.
Yeah. So. What did we do?
We did the 80s and.
No, we did the 60s.
And the 60s.
I don't think we did the 80s yet.
We got one in there, 80s or 90s, one of the two.
No, we did the 60s and then we did a No Depression show, which is basically the 90s show.
There you go.
But we still do need to do a 90s show because we got to do a show with big hats, because we got to do a show with like Alan Jackson and Montgomery Gentry and people like that.
Okay.
We still have to do a 90s, like, you know, pop country sellout show. It's still an era, you know?
Yeah. A lot of shows for the future.
We're going to play Shania and Faith Hill and all that stuff. We have to have that show.
All right. That'll be coming along.
That's number 16. How's that?
We should record it tomorrow.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Not much, actually.
I know you're not.
Anyway, let's get into the last set of the show.
Yeah, well, we got to tell the people what we played in that last set.
Oh, didn't I? Did.
Oh, that's right. You did. Sorry.
I just did tell them.
My bad.
Weren't you paying attention?
I don't listen to this radio show.
I guess not. This is the part you speed through anyway, so you're getting all right to
this. This is where I press the button a couple times.
Everybody speeds through this part.
So anywho, we're moving on to the final set of the show, and what better than this song? I love this song.
This is a beautiful, beautiful song.
This is really, really pretty, and I'm just glad to play it. This is Freddie Fender with Before the Next Teardrop Falls.
Mm-hmm. If he brings you happiness, then I wish you both the best. It's your happiness that matters most of all. But if he ever breaks your heart, if the teardrop ever starts, I'll be there before the next teardrop falls. Si te quiere de verdad y te da felicidad, te deseo lo más bueno para los dos. Pero si te hace llorar, a mí me puedes hablar. Y estaré contigo cuando triste estás. I'll be there anytime you need me by your side to drive away every teardrop that you cry. And if he ever leaves you blue, just remember I love you. And I'll be there before the next teardrop falls. And I'll be there before the next teardrop falls.
Walked into the bar and parked his lanky frame up on a tall bar stool. With a long, soft southern drawl, said, I'll just have a glass of anything that's cool. A barroom girl with hard and knowing eyes slowly looked him up and down. And she thought, I wonder how on earth that country bumpkin found his way to town. And she said, hello, country bumpkin, how's the frost out on the pumpkin? I've seen some sights, but man, you're something. Where'd you come from, country bumpkin? It was just a short year later, in a bed of joy-filled tears, yet death-like pain. Into this wondrous world of many wonders, one more wonder came. That same woman's face was wrapped up in a raptured look of love and tenderness. As she marveled at the soft and warm and cuddly boy child feeding at her breast. And she said, hello, country bumpkin, fresh as frost out on the pumpkin. I've seen some sights, but babe, you're something. And mama loves her country bumpkin. 40 years of hard work later, in a simple, quiet, and peaceful country place. The heavy hand of time had not erased the raptured wonder from the woman's face. She
She was lying on her deathbed, knowing fully well her race was nearly run. But she softly smiled and looked into the sad eyes of her husband and her son. She said, "So long, country bumpkin, the frost is gone now from the pumpkin. I've seen some sights and life's been something. See you later, country bumpkin." She said, "So long, country bumpkin, the frost is gone now from the pumpkin. I've seen some sights and life's been something."
Hands that are strong but wrinkled, doing work that never gets done. Hair that's lost some of the beauty by too many hours in the sun. Eyes that show some disappointment, and there's been quite a lot in her life. She's the foundation I lean on, my woman, my wife. Every day has been uphill. We climb, but we can't reach the top. I'm weak and I'm easily discouraged. She just smiles when I want to stop. Lips that are weary but tender, with love that strengthens my life. A saint in a dress made of gingham, my woman, my wife. Two little babies were born in the spring, but died when the winter was new. I lost control of my mind and my soul, but my woman's faith carried us through. When she reaches that river, Lord, you know what she's worth. Give her that mansion up yonder, 'cause she's been through hell here on earth. Lord, give her my share of heaven. If I've earned any here in this life, 'cause God, I believe she deserves it. My woman, my woman, my wife.
Came out west together.
Don't look so sad. I know it's over, but life goes on, and this old world will keep on turning. Let's just be glad we had some time to spend together. There's no need to watch the bridges that we're burning. Lay your head upon my pillow. Hold your warm and tender body close to mine. Hear the whisper of the raindrops blowing soft against the window, and make believe you love me one more time. For the good times, I'll get along. You'll find another, and I'll be here if you should find you ever need me. Don't say a word about tomorrow or forever. There'll be time enough for sadness when you leave me. Lay your head upon my pillow. Hold your warm and tender body close to mine. Hear the whisper of the raindrops blowing soft against the window, and make believe you love me one more time. For the good time,
hauling chickens on the flatbed out of Wiggins, and we'd spent all night on the uphill side of 37 miles of hell called Wolf Creek Pass, which is up on the Great Divide. And we was sitting there sucking toothpicks and drinking knee-highs and onion soup mix, and I says, Earl, let's mail a card to Mother and then send them chickens on down to the other side. Yeah, let's give them a ride.
Wolf Creek Pass, way up on the Great Divide, trucking on down.
Well, Earl put down his bottle, mashed his foot down on the throttle, and then a couple of boobs with 1,000 cubes and a 1948 Peterbilt screamed alive. We woke up the chickens. We roared up off of that shoulder, spraying pine cones, rocks, and boulders, and put 400 head of them Rhode Island Reds and a couple of burnt-out roosters on the line. Look out below, cause here we go.
Wolf Creek Pass, way up on the Great Divide.
Well, we commenced trucking, and them hens commenced a clucking. And Earl took out a match and scratched his pants and lit up the unused half of a dollar cigar and took a puff. Says, my, ain't this pretty up here? I says, Earl, this hill can spill us. You better slow down, you gon' kill us. Just make one mistake and it's the pearly gates for them 85 crates of USDA-approved cluckers. You wanna hit second?
Wolf Creek Pathway up on the Great Divide, trucking on down the other side.
Well, Earl grabbed on the shifter and he stabbed her into fifth gear, and then the chromium-plated, fully illuminated, genuine accessory shift knob come right off in his hand. I says, you want to screw that thing back on, Earl? He was trying to thread it on there when the fire fell off of his cigar and dropped on down, sort of rolled around, and lit the cuff of Earl's pants and burned a hole in his sock. Yeah, sort of set him right on fire. I looked on out of the window and I started counting phone poles, going by at the rate of 4 to the 7th power. Well, I put 2 and 2 together and added 12 and carried 5. I'm up with 22,000 telephone poles an hour. I looked at Earl and his eyes was wide, his lip was curled and his leg was fried, and his hand was froze to the wheel like a tongue to a sled in the middle of a blizzard. I says, Earl, I'm not the type to complain, but the time has come for me to explain that if you don't apply some brake real soon, they're gonna have to take us up with a stick and a spoon. Well, Earl reared back, cocked his leg, stepped down as hard as he could on the brake. The pedal went clear to the floor and stayed right there on the floor. Then I says, it's sort of like stepping on a plum. Well, from there on down, it just wasn't real pretty. It was Hairpin County and Switchback City. One of them looked like a can full of worms. Another one looked like malaria germs. Right in the middle of the whole damn show was a real nice tunnel, now wouldn't you know. The sign says clearance to the 12-foot line, but the chickens was stacked to 13-9. Well, we shot that tunnel at 110, like gas through a funnel and eggs through a hen. We took that top row of chickens off liquor and scum off a Louisiana swamp. Went down and around and around and down, we run out of ground at the edge of town, bashed into the side of the feed store in downtown Pagosa Springs.
Wow, you survive a trip like that and a wreck like that, then
you got to write a song about it.
You got to write a really good, funny song about it. C.W. McCall and Wolf Creek Pass.
With math in it.
With lots of math. That seems to make it sound like even more intense than it actually.
I did not keep up with his math. I did not. I'm not going to verify or vouch for it.
Well,
it sounded right.
It sounded about right to me. That's some fast-moving truck. So, end the note, end the show on a funny side of. On a funny note, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Alright, so there you go.
Why don't you tell us what else we played in the finale there?
Then the finale set there, we started with Mr. Freddie Fender, the great, the wonderful, the classic, the ultimate Freddie Fender. And Before the Next Teardrop Falls. Oh, God, heartbreak every time you hear that song. And then the cool Cal Smith right after that with a song called Country Bumpkin. It's taking ice off the pumpkin or something like that. I don't know, something along those lines. So that's Cal Smith, and then Marty Robbins.
No, it was Frost on the Pumpkin.
Frost on the Pumpkin, taking frost off the pumpkin, okay. And then Marty Robbins right after that, and My Woman, My Wife. Hearing Marty Robbins sound like he should be singing it for Elvis Presley or something like that. So there you go. So that's something, a very cool song. And then Emmylou Harris in there with 2 more bottles of wine from her great record, Quarter Moon and 10 Cent Town. And then we had, it was Emmylou Harris.
Yeah, Ray Price.
And then Ray Price right after that with For the Good Times, a sentimental song that's absolutely beautiful.
That was also covered later by Al Green, and he had a hit with it as well.
Oh, that's right. That's exactly right. And C.W. McCall finished things up there with Wolf Creek Pass.
Wolf Creek Pass.
A Dr. Demento favorite was played many times.
Oh,
on
that
the
is
Demento
very
show.
Obviously a Demento song.
Yes, heard that many times. So there you go. There's Blue Highway episode 15, 70s country icons. Let us know what you think at balconyradio@gmail.com. My name is Scott.
All right, wait, we got more things.
Oh,
right?
The
balconyradio@gmail.com. Follow
balcony
us on
Benjamin.
What?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
balconyradio@gmail.com. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Just search Balcony Radio. Don't follow us on Twitter. Twitter sucks. And yeah, we're Balcony Radio.
Balcony Radio. There you go. My name is Scott.
I'm Anthony, and thanks for hanging out with us for the last 90 minutes, hour 40, whatever it's going to turn out to be.
Yes.
And just glad
fix it right up.
You ventured through the 70s with us, and we're better to finish off than with another one of the Highwaymen. This guy's still out there touring. He just played in our town recently.
Oh.
Yeah, he played at the Starlight Express. Starlight Expressway, is that what it's called?
Oh, okay. The Starlight Expressway.
Yeah, in Burbank.
Oh, the Starlight Bowl.
Starlight Bowl, yeah, sorry, that's right.
Oh, there you go, okay.
And I was going to go, and then he wound up playing on a night when I had another engagement. And I feel like, well, there was my chance to see him, because no way he tours again. This guy is 80 bajillion years old.
Yeah.
And I believe is dealing with some really tough health problems, and is still out there cooking, though.
Yeah.
So here's Kris Kristofferson with Why Me from his amazing record.
Classic record.
Jesus Was a Capricorn. If you don't have it, go frickin' find it.
Absolutely, man.
It's a good nighttime record, and it's a great way to end the show. Here's Why Me.
See ya.
Burden on the animals. Nina Simone.
Jimi Hendrix Experience.
This is Balcony Radio.
Cooler than the Gang.
The Beatles.
Balcony Radio, kicking your ass through your ears.
Eric Owen, the Bunnymen.
Jackie Wilson.
Who's the flying burrito, brother?
Burritos. Hey, that reminds me, I'm hungry.
Balcony Radio, kicking your ass through your ears.